I want to share with you a few short ideas relating to the Aseres Yemei Teshuva and Yom Kippur. First thing I want to point out, I saw this all in Halakach V'Haliv by Avraham Shur. Today is the fifth day of Tishrei, correct? Today is the fifth day. There is a tradition that on this day, Naftali ben Yaakov was born. A very important birthday. That's what it says in the Siddur of Yaakov Emdin. It's based on the Medrash. On the fifth day of Tishrei is the Yom Heledes of Naftali ben Yaakov. And that means Naftali, there's something very significant about today in reference to Naftali. And there's a Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that the Aseres Yemei Teshuva correspond to the Aseres HaDibros. Each one of the 10 days of the first day is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yelecha. That takes us to day 5. Today, which one of the Aseres HaDibros do we focus on today? Kabeid Esavicha V'Yasimecha. And indeed, the Sfas Emes quotes from the Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, that from all of the children of Yaakov Avinu, which one was Mechabed, his father, the most? Naftali. Fascinating insight. Naftali was the child who was excelled in the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim. How do we know this? We know this from the fact that Yaakov would send him on missions. He was his messenger. And he gave him the bracha, Naftali Ayala Shalucha, Hanoi Sein Imre Shafer, which brings forth words, pleasant words that are pleasant. This marriage elaborates details and says Yaakov Avinu found Nachas Ruach from the service of Naftali. He was Meshamish him, he went on missions for him, he came back and did things for him, and therefore gave him these unusual blessings that Imre Shofer, words that are pleasing and shall be very swift in his accomplishments. So Rabbi Shur, he points out that it's not a coincidence. Why was he called Naftali? Let's just go to Pasuk in Chumash. In Parshas Vayetze, he was called Naftali. Naftuli Elokim Naftali Machos Gam Yecholti. And what does Rashi there say? What does Naftali come from? It comes from the word of Tzfila, Loshon Tzfila. I wrestled. I wrestled with my sister. Naftuli Elokim Naftali. I wrestled. I was misspelled. Naftuli Elokim Naftali Machos Gam Yecholti. With my sister and I prevailed. Let me see if I can quickly find the pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. And the birth of all of the Shvatim, Vatahar, here we go.
Whose mother was Naftali?
After Revi, Vatamalei B'Yashri, Reuven, okay. Vatamarachel, Billa. Vatar Oud, Vatelet Billa Shivchas Rachel, Bein Sheni Liakoi, Vatoymer Rachel, Naftulei Elokim, Niftalti, Imachoisi Gam Yacholti, Vatik Roshmo Naftuli. Pasuk Ches in Rashi. Let's read the Rashi. Naftuli Elokim, Menachem Ben Soluk Pershu, Bemach Peres, Summit Pasil. Chiburi Me'ez Hamokom Nis Chabarti Machoisi. I became joined with my sister. So that it means chibur. According to Menachem Ben Tzurk, it means I became united. Just like my sister Leah had a number of children, Rachel was jealous of Leah. Look at Leah. Leah has all of these children. I also want children. So what did Rachel do? Rachel gave her maidservant Bila to Yaakov as a wife, and she would serve as a surrogate mother. She would be like the stepmother. She would take care of the child. So therefore, she also was a partner like my sister. And then Rashi goes on to say, "Va'ani mefarsho loshen ikesh ufes saltol nis akashti v'hiftzarti pitzirois v'naftulim." It means prayer. It means I wrestled and I struggled to become, then he goes, Igam Yecholti Hiskim Al Yodi Beunkelis Tirgim Moshem Tefila. Naftuli Elokim Niftalti Bakoshois Hachavivois Lefanov Niskabalti Vinisarti Kachlesi. So according to Naftalti Niskabal Tefilosi, so according to Rashi explains that Rachel very, very much wanted a child. And she realized that she could not have a child at that time. So the next best thing that she did was she gave Yaakov Bilhah. But even that, it appears to have been not necessarily, we don't know the whole story, wasn't necessarily a simple matter that she would have a child through Bilhah. She had to be mispal. And through the koyach hatfila, she was able to pull it off, that her maidservant Bilhah had a child which she would preside over, she would be considered the mother. So the Sfasemis is an incredible verse. I'm sure the Sfasemis put this together. A very powerful. It's not a coincidence that Naftali was the one that was excelled in Kibud Avoein. It's because the essence of Naftali comes from the Koyach HaTzvila. From all of the Shvatim, the first one that was born with the Koyach HaTzvila was Naftali. Right? Rachel didn't have children right away. Rachel first had Yosef much later on in life. First, Leah had children immediately. There was no special tefillos that were needed in order for Leah to conceive. Then Rachel was jealous. I also want to have a child, and it wasn't a civil matter, and she had to be mispal. As Rashi elaborates from the Targum, Naftali comes from the koyach of tefillah. So Sfasema says, what's the connection between the koyach of tefillah and kibud av v'aim? They both come from the same shorish. You recognize where everything comes from. Why does a person mechabed his parents? Why does a person excel in the midst of kibud av v'aim? He recognizes everything that I have comes from my parents. My parents brought me into this world. They provided for me. They gave food, shelter, sustenance. They are my providers. And therefore, it's only proper for me to reciprocate and be mechabed them, fear them, and be good to them, and do what they want to do. What is tefillah? Tefillah is exactly the same thing. A person acknowledges, he recognizes everything that he has in this world only comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he has a duty to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank him, to pray that Hashem should continue to sustain him, provide for him food and shelter, so on and so forth. The koyach of tefillah goes hand in hand with the koyach, with the idea of Hakaras HaToif, recognition of where everything comes from, where all of the good comes from, and which is exactly the essence of Kibud Av V'Aim. Chazal tells us, you have a partner, person has three partners, mother, father, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They all go hand in hand. Kibud Av V'Aim is on the Aseres HaDibros, on the right side, the part of the tablet which has all the mitzvot, been Adam LaMakom, because a parent to a certain degree is also a chelik of same idea, a part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you recognize where it comes from. So that's why those two go together. So that's why Reuven, Naftali. So that's what we take. That's what we put all this together. Now we have over here the fifth day of Tishrei. The fifth day of Tishrei is Kineged, the mitzvah of Kabed Esavicha V'Yasimecha. It's not a coincidence that the fifth day of Tishrei is Kabbalah, that Naftali was born on this day. Because Naftali was the one that excelled in Kabbalah Savich V'Yasimecha, and that's when Naftali also excelled in the Koyach of Tefillah. What is the Nogea Us? What's Nogea Us is that today is an extra special day to emphasize the Koyach of Tefillah. Aseres Yemei Teshuva, days of Tefillah. Okay, so every day you mispalo. But today, you need a little bit more, a little extra dose of the Koyach HaTefillah. In fact, if you look in the Slichos, what were the Slichos today? Be'ashmeres HaBakir HaTzicha Kel Mehulal Malki Ve'eloi Koy Ki Eilecha Espalol. From all the Slichos, the only one that explicitly makes use of this in the Pizmon, and it says the word Espalol, to you I pray, is only today, which often comes out, I don't, well, you have to really look at the calendar, but it always comes out on the fifth day of Tishrei, because this year we had Shabbos Shuva, which was the third day of Elul, then Tzom Gedalia, and then we have today. But other years, you also, it's not so, not because you have a Shabbos somewhere along the line as well. It can be an Erev Shabbos, it can be one day in between. But at least this year, all of these things, they perfectly come together. They're in line. The same, the ideas of the fifth day of Tishrei is Kabbalah Sadiqa V'Yasimecha. It's the day when Naftali was born. Naftali excelled in Kabbalah Sadiqa V'Yasimecha. Naftali excelled in the Koyach of Tfilah, because Tfilah goes hand in hand with Kibud Avoim. And today, the Slichos, the Ikar Slichos is Malki V'Elokai Kielecha Espalo. Okay, that's one idea that I thought was very interesting, that is apropos for today. Let's go to another idea. I saw in there's a very, very famous Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. When Avram Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael, after Hashem told Avram Lech Lecha, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, Bayavar, and he discovers there's a famine. Vayihi Rov Boaretz. So how does Avram Avinu react to the famine in the land? Vayered Avram Mitzrayim Olugur Sham Ki Chaveid Horav Baretz. Okay, there's nothing what to eat. All the stores are closed. I'm starving. Hashem told me Lech Lecha, go to Eretz Yisrael. What can I do? I'm here in Eretz Yisrael. I can't find what to eat. I have no choice, but I have to go to Mitzrayim to get what to eat. Along comes Ramban. And the Ramban says something that is shocking. This maybe is one of the most famous Rambans in the whole parish. Vida! Ramban, you should know the following. Ki Avraham Avinu, Avraham our forefather, Chota Chait Godol, he committed a terrible sin. Could you imagine the Ramban to say this? He committed a terrible sin, Bishkoga, okay, it was an accident, Shehevi ishtoi hat sadekes b'michshol avoin, because what happened when he went down to Mitzrayim, all of the Egyptians saw the beauty of Sarah and they sequestered her and they gave her over to Paro, and then she was in a great sakana, and all of this happened b'michshol avoin mibnei pochado pen yahargu, because of the fear that they may come to kill her. He told Sarah you should lie and don't say that we're husband and wife. Instead, say that you're my sister. Because if you say that you're my wife, they're going to kill me. For hoyaloi livtoyach b'shem, Avraham should have faith in Kadosh Baruch Hu, sheyatzil osov yes ishtoi yes kol hashelo, and should not leave Eretz Yisrael even though there is a terrible famine. Just because vayihi ra'ov bo'aretz, there was no need for Avraham to leave. Vayered Avram mitzrayim logur sham ki chaved ha'ra bo'aretz. So this is what is going on. This is the Ramban. Avraham made a terrible mistake. The problem with this is what? What?
It's unclear whether the problem was leaving Eretz Yisrael or lying.
No, it seems from the Ramban the problem was leaving Eretz Yisrael, because once he left Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, that's a given. That was part of the plan. He's going to have to lie and tell to say that she's my sister, not my wife. Because he goes on to say, the hoy lo liftoyach b'shem sheyatzil lo soiv yes ishtav yes kol ashelo ki yesh belokim koyach lazor ulahatzil gam yitzi osay min haoretz. So he's saying it's both. Gam yitziyasem in oret shenit stava olecho betchilo mibnei harav ovoin asher choto ki elokim barav yiften mimobes. Hashem in famine will save and redeem from death. Because of this, that's why we went down to him. So it goes on. But there are two sins, right? He does point out both. The sin that he lied, even though he really should have said that she is my wife, and then he should not be afraid that they will kill him, Hashem will save him, and he should not have left Eretz Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim because of the famine. So the Ramban makes...
Same thing.
Okay, right. Both a lack of faith in Hekadosh
Baruch Hu. Although if that's one of
the... that's what I want to come to. The problem is with Ferish Mishnah,
right.
Pirkei Avos, Asar Nisyonos, Avram was tested 10 times. And according to most of the vast majority of all of the Mefarshim, one of the tests was the famine. There was a famine. Hashem tells him to go to Eretz Yisrael, which seemingly implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him and Eretz Yisrael will survive. And here he comes, Eretz Yisrael, and he can't make a parnassah. There's a famine. He's going to starve. So he has no choice to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim. So Avram looks up to Hashem. Hashem, what did you tell me? You told me I should go to Eretz Yisrael. And here I come to Eretz Yisrael, and I can't. There's nothing left here. I'm going to die. I'm going to starve. I have to go. So it was a nisayon. It was a test. Hashem was testing Avraham's faith. Avraham went to Mitzrayim and he passed the test. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos makes it very clear that Avraham succeeded. If Avraham succeeded in passing this test, it was the right thing to do to leave Egypt, to leave Eretz Canaan, and go to Egypt. So the problem we're trying to bring out is we have a contradiction between the Ramban and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos seems to imply that it was the correct decision for Avraham to leave Eretz Canaan to go to Egypt. And that's why it's called an Nisayon which Avraham passed. He had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a reason for this. And yet the Ramban says, Chotuchet Godol. How do we answer this kasha? This kasha is not my kasha. It's the kasha of Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Rav Tzadok, I saw this in Tzvi Reisman Sefer on the Jewish months. And he says an incredible answer. I think Rav Tzadok says, I'm not exactly sure if Rav Tzvi Reisman is saying this or Rav Tzadok is saying this, but he says an incredible answer. And it's very appropriate for the Aseres he made tshuva. The truth is, Avraham made a mistake. That's the Ramban says. He can't deny the fact he made a mistake. He should have had faith. But just because you do an Avera, that does not mean you have failed the test. Doing an Avera, when a person is in a situation where he has a Nisoy, he has a Yetzirah, the Yetzirah is inciting him to do an Avera. And he fails. So, you made a mistake. The test is, how do you deal with your chait? It's more common, more often than not, when a person does an avera, one avera leads to another avera. And another avera leads to another avera. And you fall down the slippery slope very, very quickly. Once Avraham made this terrible mistake by leaving the holy land of Eretz Yisrael and going to this land of Mitzrayim, the Ervas Haaretz, Shetufei Zima, where the first thing they look at him, they only look at him for his wife, they see this woman, they right away take her away. So what's natural? He'll be influenced by his environment and he'll make another mistake, and another mistake, and another mistake. And he'll come to a point where he won't be able to pull himself out of this slippery slope. But from the Pesukim and from Chazal, a lot of this he doesn't fill in for us. It makes it very, very clear. Avraham was able to recover very quickly. And the proof that he was able to recover very quickly was Hashem saved him. Hashem ultimately saved him. Hashem, who brought upon Paro and all of his men a terrible nega. Hashem said to him, let's go further. Vayitzavol of Paro, and the Iker words are Pasuk in Perikid Gimel, Vayahal Avraham Mimitzrayim. He had an aliyah. Doesn't just simply mean that he went up physically from the land, he went north. Vayal means he came out of Mitzrayim a better person than he was when he went down. When he went down, he was a weak person. He made a mistake. He was choyte. He had a lack of faith. In Mitzrayim, he reinforced his emunah, he was mechazik himself, he came out of Mitzrayim a better person. That's what it means in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that Avraham passed the test. So what's the Musa Haskel? The Musa Haskel for the Aseres Yemei Teshuva is, chait is not a big deal. The nisoyon of chait is, how do you deal with chait? Do you grow from a chait? You learn from your mistakes, you recover, and you go forward, you bounce back, or do you let chait take hold of you, and you fall further and further down the slippery slope, where one chait leads to another, and another, 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 before you turn around, you're finished. Avraham was chote, chote chait godol. But the Mishnah says, he passed the test. Avraham is only a human being, he's entitled to sin. It's natural that a person sins. But he was oimed in the nisoyin of chait, and the end was, Vayal Avraham in Mitzrayim, hu v'isha v'chol asher lo. He survived. Not only did he survive, he did better. He ascended. He lifted himself out of Egypt. He survived. He remained in his righteousness. He passed the test. It's a very, very powerful Musar Haskel for the Aser Simei Tshuva. Chet's not a big deal. That's not the avoda of the Aser Simei Tshuva. The avoda is how do you deal with chet? What do you take out of chet? How do you recover from chet? Okay, that's another part. Let me tell you one more last part. This year, Yom Kippur, take care. This year, Yom Kippur, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to say Avinu Malkeinu very much. Because it's Shabbos. And Shabbos, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu because you don't want to say Chatan Lufanecha. The only time we say Avinu Malkeinu is the last time is by Ne'ilah of Chasmeinu, with Chasmeinu, with Sefer Chaim. Until we say Chasmeinu instead of Chasmeinu, we're very desperate, so there we make an exception and we say the Avinu Malkeinu prayer. Okay. This is one of my favorite verilach. Now, being the Nachin Sevid Malkeinu on Yom Kippur, we have to chaparai and all the Vid Malkeinus that we say during the Aseres and Yitzhuva from today until Erev Shabbos. Yes. So this is one of my favorite verilach on the Aseres and Yitzhuva, the Vid Malkeinu. I'm sure I said over last year, I'll say it over again, probably myself, I don't remember everything I say. But why do we have five Kaseinus? Kaseinu Sefer Chaim Tovim, Kaseinu Sefer Gula of Yeshua, Kaseinu Sefer Zuchuyos, Kaseinu Sefer Parnasah, Kaseinu Sefer Parnasah Vechalkala, Kaseinu Sefer Zuchuyos, and Kaseinu Sefer Slicho Mechila. So I once want to say, I don't remember the name of the Sefer, it's an old Sefer, it's not in print, that the reason why we say five Kaseinus is because they correspond to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It's a beautiful word. Kaseinu Sefer Chaim Tovim corresponds to Chumash Bereishis. Chumash Bereishis is the Sefer of Chaim. Hashem created Adam, Chava, the world. Hashem created the concept of Chaim. So what we're really asking is we should have a chelek in Chumash Bereishis. And really, let me just tell you the end of the verse before we get to the specifics. Every single day on Shabbos, every Tefillah on Shabbos, we say Kachenu B'mitzvah Secha, V'sein Chalkenu B'sora Secha. Grant us a portion in Torah. There are many meanings what that means. Whatever you want to learn, we want to be a part of Torah. We want Torah to be part of our lives. We want the same chelkenu b'sarasech. In the Avinu Malkeinu prayer, what we're really doing is we're saying the same chelkenu b'sarasech, and we're breaking it up into five parts. When we want a chelik in your Torah, let's be very specific, Hashem. We want a chelik in Chumash Bereishis, a chelik in Chumash Shemos, a chelik in Chumash Vayikra, a chelik in Chumash Bamidbar, and don't forget, a chelik also in Chumash Devarim. When we say Chasveinu or Chasmeinu B'Sefer Chayim Tovim, we're saying B'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sarasech in Chumash Bereishis, because Chumash Bereishis is Chayim Tovim. When we say Geula V'Yeshua, that's the second Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos is all about the Geula and the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. When we say Kaseinu B'Sefer Parnasah V'Chalkal, that's Chumash Vayikra. Because Chumash Vayikra deals with the Korbanos. What are Korbanos? They're B'Mekayim Tefillah. What is Tefillah all about? Parnasah V'Chalkala. Why are we mispalel every single of the 18 brachos? What do the 18 brachos deal with by and large? It deals with issues of Parnasah V'Chalkala. This is Sefer Parnasah V'Chalkala Chumash Vayikra, the Korbanos. The Korbanos is the way we serve Hashem to Mavakish for sustenance. Then we come to Sefer Zichuyos. What is Chumash Midbar? It's miyaches our yichus. Multiple times in Chumash called numbers. Why is it called numbers? Because in Chumash Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael is counted multiple times. What is our ultimate zuchuyos? The avos, our ancestors. Our ancestors, our grandparents, great-grandparents, the yichus of Klal Yisrael. The yichus of Klal Yisrael is presented multiple times in Chumash Bamidbar. This is the ultimate Sefer Zichuyois. Numbers. Is that clear? And Chumash Devarim is Sefer Selichu Umechil, because it's in Chumash Devarim when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Selichu Umechila, that he can enter into Eretz Yisrael. And he warned also, he taught us many things about Slicha, many references to concepts of Slicha Mechila that he told Klal Yisrael take advantage of in their long galus and Chumash Dvarim, but primarily Vo Eschanan El Hashem Vo Esahi Leimar Evrono Veres Aretz HaTev HaZos. Moshe was Mevakesh Slicha Mechila Mehef himself, and we follow in his ways during the Aseret Shemir Tshuva and also Mevakesh Slicha Mechila. So in essence, what we're doing when we say the five Kasveinu Zin Avinu Malkeinu is we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, V'sein Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha. And let's be very specific. We want Chelek in Chumash Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar Dvarim, Chaim Tovim, Gula V'Yeshua, Parnas V'Chalkala, Zuchuyos, and Slicha U'Mechila. Okay, so that's what we have for today. Three Verlach. Hey, Tishrei, it's the birthday of Naftali ben Yaakov, the Koyach HaTzfila was born today, and Koyach of Kibud Av V'Aim. Second Yisoid is the Musar Haskel we learned from Avraham. Avraham was Choyte Chet Gadol, but he still passed the Nisayin. He lost the battle, but he won the war. That's what the Aseres Yemei Teshuva all about, to deal with all of the lost battles and use them to win the war of the Yemei Hadin. And the third Yisoid is the five Avinu Malkeinus, five Kasveinus, Kenege the Chamisha Yechum Shei Torah. Have a wonderful day.